I'm Kirsty Carter with a roundup of the week's headlines. Unlawful killing was ruled by Coroner David Ridley at the inquest looking into the deaths of local soldiers, Grenadier Guardsman Sergeant Matthew Telford and Jimmy Major, who were killed in Afghanistan. The soldiers were gunned down by a rogue Afghan policeman in the checkpoint at Shinkaleh. The servicemen were in a relaxation area and had laid down their weapons and body armour after returning from patrol. Lieutenant Colonel Charles Walker said the death of the five servicemen in November 2009 was a deep shock. He then described them to be the bravest of the brave. Relatives of the soldier were moved to tears by the tributes paid to them by their surviving comrades. A proposed plan for a £400 million marine energy park in North Killingholme has faced opposition from North Bank. Planning officers at Hull City Council want Cabinet members to object to the 300-hectare park, which could bring 30,000 jobs to the area. The site is intended to be used to manufacture offshore wind turbines, which would put the Humber ahead of others in the growing renewable energy sector. Two-year-old cancer patient Zach Kitchens is still able to keep a smile on his face, despite the doctors telling his parents to say their goodbyes. After having a kidney removed and suffering a stroke on top of his ongoing heart problems and chemotherapy, Zach was strong enough to spend some time at home with his family. His parents are raising money for the Sick Children's Trust. The charity has been providing accommodation for Zach's parents, Keith and Zoe, during his lengthy stays at Sheffield Hospital. The revamp of Ainslie Street Park has been put on hold after the discovery of headstones from a cemetery, which was closed during the Second World War. The work was started on the park as part of North East Lincolnshire Council's £370,000 Playbuilder project, but this has now been put on hold while it is decided how to preserve the remains at the former Doherty Road Cemetery. A spokesperson for the council stated the importance of protecting the remains that were found for historical findings. Work at the site has stopped until a further investigation can be carried out. For further information, visit www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk.